Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We have been talking about by the Spirit performances, supernatural actions, testimonies by the platform of the Holy Spirit by faith in Christ. Praise the Lord. I believe strongly that there is a reason why God is leading us the way He is leading us. And as we follow the path of His leadership, we are going to arrive at the perfect destination in our destiny. Praise the Lord. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 12, it says that the Lord shall open unto thee His good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in His season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Praise the Lord. We are talking about by the Spirit, part 3. Please take your seat. We are children of God. The kingdom is governed by the power and the wisdom of the Spirit of God. Our walk with God is functional because we have the Holy Spirit leading us, guiding us, strengthening us, helping us. There is a tendency for us to not avail ourselves to the help of the Holy Spirit. And time again, one of the reasons why the Holy Spirit is always ready to help God's children, but God's children may not be able to appropriate the help that's available to them is because we are not even conscious of the fact that the Spirit wants to do things for us. Praise the Lord. In the book of Luke, chapter 1, when we'll come back to the scripture, when the angel came to Mary and told Mary that you are going to conceive and the child you are going to give birth to is going to be the savior of humanity, Mary said, "How shall this be?" And the angel of the Lord told Mary that the Spirit from on high shall overshadow you. The power from on high shall come upon you, and it shall be a possibility. Now, Mary was a very devout person, and yet she was uncertain after receiving the word of God how it was going to happen, since there was not a human platform. Many a times we are so used to our human ways. A man and a woman have to meet for conception to happen. So when God is giving a promise or a proposition of conception without a man and a woman meeting together, you see that the man or the believer that is on the side of God is lost. Doesn't know how that is a possibility, because we are used to what is possible in the natural. We are not too used to what is possible by the Spirit. That's why the angel went to every extent to tell Mary that this one, Even though it looks impossible, it's going to be possible. If you believe, it will be possible. If you come to the platform of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will make it happen. Said the Spirit from on high, the power of God shall come upon you, and the impossibility in your mind shall become a possibility. Praise the Lord. I believe strongly that there are many people in the body of Christ who know that God does wonders and yet practically struggle to receive what God does. We know. If you ask many Christians, they'll say, God is a miracle working God. He's a great God, the Spirit of the Lord. But deep down in our heart, we don't have that active faith that pushes us to the place where we just come to that persuasion that the Spirit of the Lord is able to do things that are difficult to men in our lives. So when we are pushed to the corner, we start looking for human instruments. We start looking for tools that are common to us to try to bail ourselves out. Most of the time, we abandon our faith altogether. Are you with me? This conference is to bring you to a place where your consciousness about the Spirit of God in your life will take you to the next level. Because you are really not different from the unbeliever if you are not riding with the Holy Spirit. You are just an ordinary person if you are not riding with the Holy Spirit. What makes you different from the unbeliever is the Spirit that is residing in you, helping you and taking you to different levels. Praise the Lord. And many Christians have abandoned the real deal. It's the Holy Spirit. Yeah. In every area. Or we have made him a specialist in some areas. And we have taken certain areas or dimensions of our lives away from him. Are you here? And most of the times, the things that we have committed into his hands are useless things. Very useless. Things that are not quantifiable. Yeah. Things that are not seen, that cannot be known, that we cannot measure. Because measurable things will put pressure on you. And so we take that one away from the Lord and we give the one that is intrinsic into his hand. Oh, he gives me life. He gives me life. He gives me life. Jesus was owing tax. He told the disciples that you don't need to work to get this done. Cast your net into the sea. Catch the fish. Open the mouth of the fish. Supernaturally, it's happening. Praise the Lord. Jonah was in the ship. Brought too much trouble into the ship. They wanted to solve the issue. What they did in our time is prayer. They saw the face of the Lord and they saw that when they casted the lot, they saw that Jonah is the reason why they are in trouble. Just by the leading of the Spirit, they threw him out. They flung him over the ship. And then peace everywhere on ground. Are you here with me? Yeah, they flung him over. Peace. Our time, we will go to the fetish to seek for clarity. Because we have not even developed the capacity of hearing the voice of God. Everything is your mind. Your mind. Your mind. And what is seen. What is seen. The Bible says that the kingdom is not in words. It's in power. Are you here? It's not. Jesus said to Thomas. He said, you are blessed not because of what you can see. Blessed are you who believe even though you have not seen. So The Bible says that hope that is seen is useless. So we have just gradually become Christians who are ungovernable by the Spirit. We have our own government. When it suits us, Spirit, I'm with you. When it's tough, we just, it's like the way many pastors are combining the Holy Spirit and devil at the same time. When we say it to them, people are angry. Yeah. When it's okay, it's like Holy Spirit. When it's tough, people know Spirit, they know how to invoke Spirit, they know how to invoke angels, they know how to call, and then they just enter that space. But you and I, we have to stick to the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Stick to walking with the Holy Spirit. The disciples were there, they were in trouble. Then they saw that, no, this one, demonstration will not do. So they went, they withdrew into their own company and began to pray. The Spirit has to help us. And as they began to pray, in Acts chapter 12, they began to pray. The Bible says that the place where they were praying began to shake. They went on the platform of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When was the last time that you really truly believed that the way your life is going, I need to consistently seek the face of God for a change in my life? It's okay that you have a political friend or a political helper or a corporate helper or a spiritual father or a godfather or a mentor who likes you and, you know, really wants to be a blessing unto you. It's all part of God's will. Praise the Lord. But man does not replace God. Systems don't replace the Spirit of God. God has his place. You seek ye first the kingdom of God. Charlie, today, you know, Christians don't really seek the face of God. We are more scientific than the secular people with our faith. We don't seek the face of God. And sometimes our minds are so fixated on our old ways. In fact, this generation of Christians, if they were the ones there on the day of Pentecost, the likelihood that they would have missed it is very, very high. Because they would have come to that spot with their own strategy and speeches written on how they were going to address the crowd, not allowing the Holy Spirit to not have any chance. Even though that day he had calmed down fully, he was not going to have any chance. We really truly don't believe the Holy Spirit. If you read the Bible and consider the life of David, you will find out that when you are a Christian, what is written should be written in your life. Apart from what is written, you should not hold anything in a rigid way that is not a written principle of God. For instance, David saw his city raided, and he went to the Lord and he asked, "Shall I pursue? Will I overtake? Will I conquer?" And the Lord said, "Charlie, go ahead. You pursue." Another time, something happened. He went to God. "Should I go and attack? Will I win?" God said, "Wait. Now, if it were you and I," once he said before that we should pursue and without fail, we shall conquer all and recover all. Even as we are praying, we are not opening our heart to listen to the new instruction. I'm saying that that's why we are here right now. There are some people, You prayed before. You are married, though. Let me just talk about married people. You prayed before. You are married. You are believing God to have a child. You have to ask the Lord, what should I do? Like, what should we do? What should I do? You cannot have a rigid mind and follow the Spirit of the Lord that moves as He pleases. Tonight I'm addressing that too. Having a rigid mind. And sometimes your rigidity makes you feel like that is fate. There are people here right now. The reason why you don't have another child or two more children is because the Holy Spirit has been telling you to seek a medical attention. But you know, in your heart, you know, I'm a Christian. I pay my first fruit. No way. God will come through for you. He will not come through. He has been telling you what to do. But you are too stubborn to hear what He's telling you. And you know, sometimes we just define certain things for God. As if when you are sick and you don't seek medical attention, and then you get well, that is really supernatural. Really? Like, really? You see, the Bible is not a useless document. It's so useful in its entirety that one, Dr. Luke, was a notable person in the compilation of the scriptures. Number two, the parable that spoke about the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan took the sick person to the inn to be treated. So the Bible doesn't have any principle that hates medical attention. If your heart is sick, those of you that say you have faith and that you will not do any medical intervention for childbirth, when your heart, you have a heart condition, you go to the doctor. Straight. You have a lung condition, kidney, straight. You go to the doctor. Lung is respiratory. Is that also? Heart is what? Cardiac. If you have an excretory problem with your excretory system, you go and seek medical attention. Why do you struggle to seek medical attention when it has to do with your reproductive system? I just want to know. Is it because Abraham had to wait all that long that you want to become Abraham? It doesn't make sense. You are not listening. You are not listening. And the thing about God is that when you don't listen, it will never affect God. It will affect you. Some of you, the medical attention He told you to seek 2 years ago, if you had sought for it, you would have been free a long time ago. Now it has escalated. To require something that could have been cured then, they have to remove the whole place. No one mind a toshiro. God have mercy. So we are very complicated people. We really don't, you know. Zachariah was praying, you know, the angel came and said that you are going to give birth. The guy was challenging the angel. He said, no. Even though I'm praying, you know, I still have some doubts. I'm old, my wife is old. Angel said, are you serious? If you were in the house and you were saying this, no problem. You are standing here praying. What is the essence of the prayer? If you can't believe God to move, that you can marry as a lady at age 40, why are you praying? Why are you praying and you are still trying to throw yourself on a man? Or you are trying to become somebody's second wife? Like, why are you praying? Why are you praying? You don't believe the Spirit enough. I don't know. Am I sharing something? You don't believe. They say they will do fibroid surgery for you. No. Uhosa, then we are there and we feel like, hey, are you pregnant? No, it's a fibroid that has grown in your womb like that too. But in your head, you know, the Lord must remove it. The Lord must remove it. You can't force the Spirit to do your bidding. You have to follow the Spirit. do what? When it comes to the Spirit, as many that are led, he takes the lead you follow. The Spirit takes the lead you follow. If you are believing God for a baby, you went to the hospital and the doctor said, look, maybe because of your age and the way your bones are misbehaving, yeah, your age, maybe sometimes they say they will do IVF. Sometimes they say they will do, what's the other one? Jesus' own son. Surrogate. You know, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Yes. Brother conception, and then they put in a container. Do you understand? They put inside. Mary was a surrogate mother. As I'm saying this right now, people are still fighting. The flesh is very strong. You will do, and when you grow, then you'll be crying. Then you'll be saying, Nyamie di uhambo. You will do, see the way Jesus was incubated and put into Mary. No man. The point is not to just get up and go and do something. No. The point is to seek the Lord for instruction on the way to go about things. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I was telling one lady that, Charlie, the way you have been complaining about your bones, you are 40-something years. You are believing God for the fruit of the womb. It will not be appropriate to carry pregnancy. Well, if you are there and you are pregnant, glory be to God. But if we pray, the way your bones are doing crack, 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 crack. Small weight you put on your bones is doing crack, crack. Just imagine, just look at Flora. Carrying 3 cement inside your body. Plus all the work you are doing, the corporate world running around. You want to carry belly? Before we were using landline, phone has come now. Look at the level. We accepted all, but when it comes to the thing that is just beating believers, it's this thing called childbirth. We'll do everything medical, so when it comes to childbirth and adoption, believers are very naughty. They won't adopt a child, they will not do scientific intervention. Say, I'm waiting upon the Lord. And God has not told them to wait. Sometimes it is even as difficult as maybe somebody is pregnant 41 weeks, 42 weeks, or even maybe 37, 38, and the baby is very big. And the doctors see that, Charlie, it's risky allowing the baby to come out like that. So let's do CS. No, 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 no. No, no, no. I'm a Hebrew woman. you go and tear things. A Hebrew woman. At the time you Hebrew and finish, you are paralyzed. So what do you so? Collect your Hebrew woman and go. When people hear CS now, bam! No! This is not my covenant. This is not my covenant. That same person will go and do a cesarean surgery for fibroid. Same cut. This is not my covenant. It's good to have a position of faith. But now your faith should be very informed. You should follow the Spirit. One time I was praying and then the Lord told me, call this person and tell the person to be headed for the hospital straight or he will die. I called the person. I said, where are you? He said, I'm in the house. I said, are you well? He said, no. I said, go to the hospital. Hey, when he got to the hospital, the doctor told me, he said, if you had come like 15 minutes late, you would have been dead. It's not everything that, don't force the prayer to do something that the Spirit is asking you to go and receive help from something. Don't force the prayer. It's the help of the Spirit. It's what? I can't hear you. What is it? The help of the
is the help of the Spirit. See, if you're a pastor, you have to seek medical attention. Seek. It doesn't reduce your anointing. As for this world, as we day here, every day we depreciate. Every day there is deterioration. And God has given wisdom. That's why you'll be taking vitamins. Is that not so? You'll be taking blah, 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 blah. So that there are things that the Spirit will help you to naturally build. I heard somebody saying that no spiritual person goes to the gym. That if you are truly spiritual, it's a pastor preaching, no? And you not go to the gym to build muscle, to you know, because this thing we won't take to heaven. I said, no, I said, there's no problem. I believe you. I believe you. But people go to the hospital and they tell them that, Charlie, you need to lose weight. You need to exercise so that your cholesterol will be at a good level. If gym is unspiritual, question I want to ask is that, is food spiritual? No spiritual person should eat food now. Yeah, you should be fasting every day. You say the time you are in the gym, you should be praying. The time you used to eat, you should be using to pray. You are not serious. All this extremist, you know, is the reason why so many people have died. There are people who are even in churches, they say that we don't receive blood transfusion. And sometimes the only thing that will save you is blood transfusion. So Holy Ghost will pump blood for me. For where? If he will pump you, then I've gotten to that level. I don't know. I'm boring you here. Tonight is the middle of the conference. So, one of our pastors, he was praying. I called him and said that, you have started some midnight prayers for a long time. It's good. It's great. But stop, sleep, wake up around 4 or 5 and pray and go to work. Person was not listening. And Jebby, I know you have pressure. And Okay, hospital, almost you on that. Why? Like, why? Why? Like, they are not open with us. Eh? It's power. Power in the when men slept. What am I saying? It's neither here nor there. What is important is that we need to have a mind that will open up to follow what the Spirit is leading us to do. Men chab one and two and when I'm found could be saying coupon say on my way. What kind of bed is this? When you have removed all the feathers and you are asking God, name this bed. Name says. It's the same thing we do. Somebody comes into your life as you are doing the courtship, you won't pray. You won't pray, and then you move on, and then you transition into the marriage. Yeah. Recently, I was dealing with a marriage that almost collapsed. The brother said that, very fine wife. He said that, he has realized that when he was going to marry the lady, he didn't pray for confirmation from the Lord. After 4 years of marriage, Afina, Obeka said, Nenkes, who are bombed for confirmation. I said, Oboa. Oboa. Nenkes, we have consultation, we do diligence, we need an answer. I worry about you. And Tronkwa. When you are parent, you be born away, don't call me. Oh boy, you be worry no pay. Oh, adjuninge. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody,
You need to get closer to the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to lead you. Ask Him to direct you. Yeah, ask Him. Sometimes you ask for direction through information. Do you understand? When you get the information, like look at what Elisha in 2 Kings chapter, I think chapter 4 or chapter 5. This woman had really, the Shunammite woman had treated them very well. And then Elisha asked Gehazi, what can we do for this woman? Elisha was a clear prophet, but he didn't have revelation. So he started from information. He said, what can we do? Because God had not revealed to him. And then Gehazi said, oh, since we came here, we've not seen a baby boy here. I said, okay, go and call the woman. He said, woman, a year by this time. It's not revelation, information. You will have a son. Sometimes you need to donate yourself to a medical facility. They will run tests on you. They will tell you what is there. And then you will go to God. This matter that is there, I'm praying for help. Then God will say, oh, stop eating late at night. Da, 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 da. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Da, da, da. Oh, okay, do more of this. Da, 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 da. It's just information first. But some of you behave like a bad student. You went to sit for the exam. The result has come. What's your question? What's your get them in your result? Is your fear going to change the grade? Chale, what is written is written. There are some of you here feeling things in your body. You won't even go and check. I just there, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Don't waste the time of the Holy Spirit. As you are following, you see, as you are praying, I say, hospital, 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 hospital. I say, don't come to the Lord with your own mind. It's one of the ways that would be difficult for you to hear the voice of God and be directed by the Spirit of God. You see, I'm trying to use a lot of practical lesson to get you to know that when you are coming to the Lord, you need to open your heart and be ready for whatever the Lord will say do. And when He's saying, do this, don't do this, go this way, don't go that way, when it's not suiting you, don't say He's a devil. Just follow the Lord. If I did not have children and I prayed, and the Lord said to me, do IVF. The morning will not happen. I'm inside the hospital. First client to the hospital. Do surrogacy. Nami de dear first. Recently, there's a woman who visited us from here. We've been praying for her. She lives in the UK. We've been praying for her for the past 3-4 years to receive a kidney match because her kidneys were... We've been praying. It's only last year that she got a match. And then they did the transplant. And now, for a long time, this is the first time she's traveling to Ghana. Is it not beautiful that she's alive? Yes. Scientifically, what makes somebody's child a child? Is it not the DNA? The container has no bearing. Container has no bearing. So, media, I want to carry the child. I want to carry the child in my womb. I want everybody to see that I got pregnant. Say that menya menosong. Okay. So if you don't carry, your God is small. Yeah. Carrying means well done. Well done. What in a gross ngosiani nasa? All the eggs are gone. Yeah. It's like God is talking to somebody here. Yeah, like play a grow winning song. We are typical. If you go to Europe, typical Ghanaian, typical Nigerian, the electric cars will come. Ghanani. Nyamapa. Nyamapa asa. It's not good. Like that. Then they will give special concessions to people who buy, and they will give them money. You see the Jamaicans, you see the Indians, you see the Nigerians, they will just go, collect the money, use the car. By the time the Ghanaians will wake up that, son, I didn't hear, no. Now, we change your policy in a long time. No concession, no rebate, no whatever. You are buying it at a high price. We are always like that. We are always late. Sometimes the spirit says go. Sometimes it says wait. Sometimes it says don't go. How will you know? You just have to be dependent on what? The spirit with an open heart. The young prophet of Judah, the young prophet, he went to follow somebody who was just rigid with, you know, the knowledge of the move of God. He said, am I also not a prophet, the old prophet? God has spoken to me. Maybe he spoke to them in the Old Testament. But you are carrying a current voice of God. He told you clearly. When you go, you do A, B, C, D. Oh, yeah. So, no, when God has spoken to you. Jesus told them, he said, as you are going, if you meet anybody, they greet you, don't greet. When you see them pass, that is the instruction. Follow. Do what? Follow. But you see that in the Bible, he has said that respect people. Honor people. Is that not so? Blah, blah, blah. But in this instance, he's told you that as you are going, when they greet you, don't respond. When you meet people, don't greet. Just they go. Don't now bring, but the Bible also said this way. You have heard the instruction. The spirit that is behind the letter is giving you a clear instruction. You are bringing other variables in, but is it not the same Bible that said, but he just told you this thing. Having cognizance of everything that is there, he is still going ahead to give you a very specific instruction. You know you are bringing the whole matter into it. Be careful. Be what? It's the reason why the testimonies will linger. Testimonies will what? They will linger and they will not show up. Excuses, following your own way. Sometimes you are going to a funeral, then the Holy Spirit will witness to your heart as you are going. Drink your own water. Don't eat. So cry, oh, what to open? Set you a table, uncle. How is it? Then you lie to yourself that I have faith. I'm unkillable. Touch not my anointed. Listen to me. What will save you is instructional. If you don't follow it, you'll be busy. What will you be? Yes. Then you quote the scripture, receive everything with thanksgiving. This one will not be sanctified though. No. Open your heart. Do what? So let's take some practical lesson because I want to bring the preaching to end. Tomorrow we'll continue. When you are dealing with the Lord in the place of prayer, there are many kinds of prayers. One of the prayers is called a prayer of inquisition. It's called what? You want to know something from the Lord. And many a times, when you are doing your devotion, you are fasting, you are trusting God, your heart possibly will be asking God questions. What should I do? What's the next step?
What's going to happen to my life? Will I ever marry? Will I ever have children? Are you with me? Will I ever make it? Is there a curse in my background? It's actually not a question you should be asking anyway. But assuming you ask that question, am I where I am because there's a curse limiting me and all of that? When you are asking all these questions or your heart is, you know, mulling on all these questions, you should open yourself up in prayer that when you pray, you give God the opportunity to respond to you. Praise the Lord. And let me say that it is not likely for God to respond to you vocally like I'm speaking that you're hearing me. Mostly, He will speak to your heart. Are you here with me? Mostly, He will speak to your heart and give you a conviction, a strong conviction and persuasion in your spirit, in your heart. Go for it. Sometimes you just go for it, no explanation. The explanation is with man. Are you with me? But go for it. Don't do it. Wait. Some of us, the lack of patience to wait upon the Lord for these kinds of instructions is the reason why we have missed road and we are still on that missing road. The boy came to you. The boy was not looking like the drawing you drew of the man that you will marry. Be careful. Be what? Be very, very, very careful. Just despise the brother. Did you create yourself? Don't be that entitled though. Go and pray. You should have seen some of us that you are looking at. This guy. You should have seen him in Achimo dance some 12, 13 years ago. Today, some girls are here. If he was not, if you even prayed to God that the man that I like, when you are describing to God, you say, I like a man like LP Ima. Tall, like this. But you should have seen this guy. You can never tell. It is God that will make the plan He has for Reverend Neneje, you know, He will just give you a glimpse of what He's going to do in His life, if you are in His life. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
And if you are an obedient child of God who can be led, you will put aside all that your friends will say, all that people will say, and follow God, even though the picture is not looking like it's a dinner fit husband. But all of a sudden, when you discard it, the stone that the builders rejected, you see that in his season, God will now put his glory on him. Wham! Say, hey, Akwawe Obesimi Po. Obesimi came to propose to me. I didn't have a man shedding him cry. I know what to say. Ne pa unsa anaso a chow chow are ye. To me show me an out in a color a disqualifying umpire. You have not prayed. You use color, height, size, all manner of variable. But I'm just telling you that before you come to that conclusion, open your heart and go to God. And genuinely, do you understand what I'm talking about? Genuinely seek the face of God. What do you say about the matter? You get a job proposal. You don't look at the salary first. You know, you go to Sodom and Gomorrah, you will be like Lot. He just looked at the plains of Sodom and Gomorrah. Everywhere was looking lush, green. And then he went there. The Bible says that God was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He was led by his sight, not by the Spirit. We don't really go on our knees to pray. And sometimes when we do it for a short time. Imagine asking God for an important thing. And then because you prayed for 3 hours, one tishi, and one of my bohumpai mewi. No. The prophetess Anna, she was praying for the consolation of Israel, waiting for baby Jesus to be brought to the temple. She dedicated all her life praying in the temple until they brought Jesus to the temple. Then he told the Lord that, now, no, you can redraw me to heaven. My eyes have seen the salvation of Israel. We don't tarry on anything, no. Small thing, then we are tired. Helen, small thing, you are tired. I worry about my bone pies. I'm in my prayer. Obisha says, I'm going to make a safe. I'm maintaining cabium. I'm going to now for now. I'm going to make a ho. Tell somebody to be taking it easy. This conference, I'm doing it with only serious people. Yes, because this kind of series that it looks very small and all of that. Look, this is what is going to define your walk with God. If you like, go your way. You will come back to the Lord. And you will know that you can do nothing without the help of God. You can do nothing without the help of God. Nothing at all. So when I see people, small thing, then they have disgust. Small thing, then they are angry. Small thing, then they are frustrated. You see, there's a way that you socialize yourself. You want everything quick. Everything excellent. Everything, but those things that you do it when you have control over variables. But when you are waiting on the Lord, waiting on other people, you need to be patient. You need to be what? Patient in waiting, patient in prayer. As you are working, you are still patiently waiting. And faith, actively seeking the face of the Lord. Until Zion or Jerusalem is what? Established. Something here. When you build the capacity of praying and listening to what God tells you, life becomes very beautiful. Life becomes what? Yeah. Most of the time the Lord will be speaking to your heart. But you doubt yourself so much that when he is even talking to you, you don't believe that he's talking to you. Because God, he behaves like Pastor Francis. The thing that you think is deep, he's just simplifying it. It will look like it's your mind. But he's talking to you, Pepe Epe. If you were to go into his system, it will be there recorded that, oh, I already spoke to PY. Meanwhile, he said, when? He said, oh, turn upon me. Me catch yourself. You have not mastered the art and the craft of obeying the voice of God in your heart. So you just doubt yourself and you find out, when you pass here, the thing that came into your heart and happened here, and you still don't learn. Every time, because you know there is a way that people outsource the voice of God to their pastor. or the voice of God to a prophet, or the voice of God to some people they believe are more spiritual. If it is so, come back actually, daddy. Really? If it is, come back actually, we are there to just confirm. And sometimes when God is speaking to you and you are not interested, God is not interested in telling us. Because he is talking to you, you are not interested. Why should he be interested in telling us? Ezekiel went to God and said, Isaiah has come to tell me something. Me too, I've come to you. What are you telling me? Yeah, he faced God. Bible doesn't tell us the duration. Sometimes that's the robbery there. It doesn't tell us the time. He would think as he faced the war on a gospel. Even though the Bible says that he asked the prophet to come back. We don't know whether the prophet got to his city and came back, or he turned around and came back. We don't know. Sometimes the Bible doesn't give us the timelines. The story looks like pa-pa-pa. And sometimes it's not pa-pa-pa. Yeah, like when you are reading the Gospels and they say, Jesus left this place to Bethany. And then blah, blah, blah. Well, now when you go to Jerusalem or Israel, and then they drive you to that Bethany, and they drive you to another place, you say, hey. So the place is far, and then it's like you flip a page. From Bethany, he was saying, but they don't tell you how many days. So in your mind, he left Medina and went to Third Gate. That's your mind. That's what your mind tells you. You don't know that it's many days of travel. So as you are praying, you are talking to God, have a book by your side. Have a diary. Have what? Open your heart to hear what God is telling you. God wants to direct you. Most of your testimonies will come from the place of instruction. His voice devotionally. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Be telling you. Adopt that baby. Say, oh, no. I want my own children. You will get your own children. But this season, if the Spirit is saying, adopt. If you want to rule your own world, it's in your hand though. But the Spirit there, he knows what he wants to tell you. Are you here with me?
Yes, sir.
You're right. The Bible says that once he has spoken, twice I have heard. That means that God is not interested in repeating himself. He will just tell you. You take note and keep reminding yourself. You said it once. You heard it twice. You noted it. And you kept reminding yourself, because he's not going to be repeating himself over and over and over again. Tell somebody, stop playing with God. Don't play games with the Holy Spirit. Let all the games leave your eyes and focus and follow. Is God talking to someone? So as you are praying, are doing your prayer, are doing your devotional, praying, you note things that God will be sharing. You know, some of the relationship you have been in and it has hurt you. You know that 6 months ago, there was a strong witness in your heart that leave. But you didn't leave. You say, I will fight for my place. I'll fight for my place. They have broken your heart, now you are crying. Which place? There's no place now. Who is going to be here to see what we are going to learn tomorrow evening? There's grace for this conference. Grace. And I'm sure the Holy Spirit is telling people that you need to be here tomorrow. He says, oh, son of Papa, on your back, this is December. Okay. Sometimes the way you hear the voice of God is God will bring you into a service like this. And You see, the examples I'm giving are very strange examples because I've not been thinking about them. But as I'm teaching, it will just well in my heart. That tells you that God is specifically speaking to some people, to removing some strongholds. Today, there's a couple they are supposed to deliver, and then they said the baby is too big, so they should do CS. And the lady is so troubled. The husband is so troubled. It's their first baby. You know, we've prayed for them. Blah, blah, blah. It's so troubled. They've lost their peace. So when they called me in the afternoon, the first question I said, has the baby come? They said, no. All of them were down. I said, what's the matter? They said, oh, they did the scan again. They said the baby is still very big. I said, so they will do CS. I said, me and my wife, we have done CS before. I said, hey. Just knowing that woman of God too, with all the anointing and the prophet himself, they have also done CS before. He said, hey. Then I started giving her details. I said, oh, swag, bia. It's nice. I said, hey. So now it has made me very light. And then we are going. I said, wow. What a generation. Don't let us be whatever. So you have come to church now. You see that the Lord is speaking to you. Speaking to you through the message. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to you. As the message is going, he's speaking to you. Take note and don't be negligent. Take note and don't be what? God is talking to you. Don't lose your chance. Don't lose your season. Don't lose your time. Don't miss God. He's just talking to you. Just talking to you. And sometimes you are ignorant, you are stubborn, and you call that one faith. Faith. So you know, have faith. I believe in God. Oh, David, media mean yeah, mean go. That's not it all. That's not faith. If you have faith, you seek the face of the Lord to know what to do. Praise the Lord. You will not put definitions before God. You got to make a say, if you had faith, okay, you wouldn't have done this and that. Wow. And you don't have faith. Be careful. So you take your note, write what God tells you when you are praying. And so when you pray to God after that, as you are praying, be paying attention. Be what? I think this generation, we just pray and don't pay attention. We are happy to pray and never pay attention. Bomba yes. We are now what you know. Yame no kasa. Unte. Because when you are cry, say it's time for tea. There's tea. There's time that God wants to say some things to you. Sometimes you say some things to you in a dream, but visions, confirmations. But when you pray, create a habit of listening to what the Lord. Even if it's 5 minutes prayer you prayed, create a habit of listening to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Most of the times when you call me and you say, Daddy, we are in this trouble, confusion, blah, 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 blah. We don't know what to do. And I say, tell me. As you are on that other side of the phone talking, I'm already doing. As you are telling me that, I'm praying. I'm just connected. As you are telling me, the Holy Spirit will tell me this, that, 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 that. That's that twinkling of time is already talking. There is a that just building the capacity to connect to the Lord and listen to the Lord, to just offer the help of God through the office he has given us. You can also be like that. Praise the Lord. Who wants to just move with the Lord like that? Let's move. As we prayed right now, the Lord has been telling somebody that leave that relationship. So that ni papa pe bi be worry, but because yourself has gone inside it. It's not like untie. You will not listen. He said, Mina, nobody comes into my life, or everyone that comes into my life leaves. So this one there, matune, the ahumati chineko, obuwa, so abama machine no. Kai, ongo baby ya. Infri nyamia, bekum. Listen, listen, listen. Praise the Lord. I remember when I finished secondary school, that time you had to stay home for 1 year before you could go to the university. But when I finished, I applied and then I got admission. But when I got admission, I was praying and then I had a witness in my heart that don't go. So I didn't go. I went for missions. The following year I applied and then I went. Did I die? That 1 year that I didn't go, we opened so many churches. So I learned so much in ministry that I couldn't have if I was in school at the time. America, England, it will not finish. America will not finish. Australia will not finish. Do you understand? Just go at the time God wants you to go. Yeah. It's not as if it's a do or die. You will see the other side of me. Let's say you are not God. Oh boy. Wunti na nyami nyami. Jai. Praise the Lord. Is someone blessed? By the Spirit. If you will receive the help of the Spirit, you have to develop a relationship that makes you to listen to what he tells you. And be willing to obey what he tells you. Praise the Lord. It's a skill that you develop from the Spirit. So you are praying, whether it's in prayer or you are working and still praying, you learn to listen to him. You learn to listen to him. Sometimes there is a fire and he's not in it. There's a storm and he's not in it. There's a wind and it's the still small voice stuck into your heart. My daughter, everything is going to be fine. Take heart. You let them go. You will be fine. Praise God. Please, let's rise. You are not powerful because you dressed as a fetish priest, though, or you dressed as a pastor, or as a cardinal, as a pope. Anybody at all can wear a cassock. You are powerful because you are connected to the Spirit. If you are a child of God, you are connected to the power of God. If you are from the devil's side, you know that some spirit be speaking to you. That's what gives them boldness. We are because he knows. He knows. As for dressing and appearing, it's very deceptive. Sometimes God has left people who are in the pulpit, left people who are professing to be something. He's left Samson. He's just talking. Sometimes he has left the people that look like he's with them. Sometimes he's left them. Be determined that as a corporate person, it shall be by the Spirit. It shall be what? By the Spirit. And when things want to press you, you see that it doesn't sit well with your spirit. So you pray to battle it until you have that heaviness lifted off you. Praise the Lord. Lifted. I'm not talking about those of you who have been, your mind has been so damaged that everything is deliverance for you. That's not what I'm talking about. Everything is not devil. Everything is not deliverance matter. Small thing, they are coming to kill me. Small thing, devil. Small thing, no. Doing a project, you are already afraid, sir. You can never even think about any positive thing about a project. Maybe at the end, maybe a big good, maybe a best say, maybe that's all your mind. Stop that mind. Know that the Spirit of God in you has strengthened you to be triumphant always. What's the word? Always. Always. You are sick now. You are thinking maybe I will die. Why? Why do you think like that? If I'm unwell, the first thing that will come into my head is he's healed me. Praise the Lord. He's healed me. I'm healed. I'm well. Sometimes when people call me and say, oh, you are well. He said, Pastor, you don't know. I say, were you expecting me to say you will die? I would say you are healed. I can't say die in Jesus' name. I can say in Jesus' name be healed. Wow. Today you are going to pray briefly. Just 10 minutes will close. Holy Spirit, open my ears to hear your voice. Yeah. There's a prayer I prayed so many years ago. I pray for the conviction. You see, sometimes, like Friday when we'll be doing all night there, when you see me call somebody and I'm ministering to somebody, it doesn't come easy. The confusion. The confusion that this is Emmanuel or Godwin or the way the message will come together concurrently and how you have to audit and edit is just to pray and say, Holy Spirit, first of all, help me. Give me clarity. Give me the conviction to be able to know that this is your voice. Are you here with me? And I told one sister, I said that the Lord said I should tell you that stop doubting yourself. Because so many of us, every day God speaks to us, but we doubt ourselves. If someone told you, you believe, but you don't believe that God will ever speak to you. Every day he directs the steps of the righteous. It's not accidental. He directs. You should be now. I have a witness in my heart, so I won't got to know. Is it by force? And most of the time the person will not be there. One or two be I've missed it. But most of the time it's because the person is not there. Sometimes when I've been stubborn and I've gone to meet the absence of the person, I've just been knocking my head. Wasted fuel. Just learn. That's what they learn, learn, learn. It's a learning. You won't get. It's not perfect. Nobody gets it perfect all the time. Tell somebody, learn, 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 learn. I don't know. Have you heard some message this evening? Learn, learn. Tell somebody, it's a learning process. So you learn, 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 learn. You get some right, you get some wrong, and then you come and say, "But why was I so persuaded that this is it?" And then it was not it. Then the Lord will now be teaching you. Sometimes Laura will meet a man and it will look like this is the husband. And then will fall for the man. Then in the middle of falling for the man, now God will say, "Come out." Say, "Hey God, but why did you let me feel like it's my husband in the first place?" Ninjina is part of the learning. How to enter and come out. You are learning, entering and what? Coming. Did God not tell Abraham to go and sacrifice Isaac? But when he was about to kill him, now he said, "Stop! I cannot get sacrifice. That means I kill him, right? As I'm going, you know, it's for the kill." But he's just teaching him that I can come in at any time and say stop also. Be alert to hear the stop. And don't just say because he said sacrifice and kill and finish killing. Are you listening? Are you learning this thing? I said this conference, I'm dealing what God has put on my heart is what I'm preaching to you by the Spirit. You will go nowhere in this life if you don't follow the Spirit. Learning to follow the Spirit. You can be there and you are dry. You are just a Christian and you don't have updates. Even your phone sometimes will tell you that software requires what? Updates. Your phone, you are not receiving news. Fresh word, fresh voice. That dana now dinamus. So like you need to new wine in what? New wines. Lord, we thank you. Lift your hands now. Say, Holy Spirit, thank you for your word.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.